Welcome to the Mana Pool, the Geek.io Dungeons and Dragons 5th Edition Live Play Podcast.
Hello and welcome, friends, and those who are not quite friends yet, to the Mana Pool, our live play role-playing podcast here at the Geek.io Network. I, of course, am your host, CJ. And joining me, as always, the DM who is out to kill us all, or GM, because that first one was copyrighted by Hasbro. I'm sorry. Josh?
Why do you do this to us, Hasbro?
They do it with magic, too. It's like you have to, every time you try and stumble over...
Okay, he's not the dungeon master, he's the death master.
Yes!
Even though I'm fairly sure...
The demise monster, take your pick.
I'm fairly sure, actually, DM, the term, is copyrighted by Hasbro. The term tapped and tap is copyrighted by Hasbro. So, wow. You know, there's that, because of magic. But that's neither here nor there. Also joining me, as always, give me a picnic basket. That's Raul.
Hello. Hello.
He's muted.
He always mutes himself and never unmutes himself because it's funny.
Yes, it is. And I take it out in post.
The lead singer of Not Evanescence, Rachel.
Hey, be nice to me.
He likes to cosplay as the lead singer of Evanescence, Felix.
Hey, how's it going?
And something witty about a tomb raiding charcoal woman, Carrie.
Hello. You get a Tomb Raider reference every single time you've referenced me this campaign.
You make it incredibly hard with being a charcoal skin person with making poking at your character.
And you've actually had time to try and come up with something witty.
You expect me to write something for a game that's not mine? F that mess.
let's not smudge his record here, people.
I write things for my game and for conventions. That's the two times I write anything for any of my podcasts.
Do you guys think I'm writing stuff for this? That's funny.
You said that at 3 a.m.
Yeah, right?
Well, I'm working on stuff at 3 a.m. in the morning because I can't sleep, but that doesn't mean I'm writing stuff down. No. I'm just making things that might kill you.
Might being the operative word there, because we're good at this game. Sorry. I couldn't keep
up. This game we've played all of a handful of sessions of so far. We're the best.
Straight face. So, Josh, what's up? How are we doing?
Well, congratulations. You have successfully completed the tutorial. Would you like me to repeat this information?
No!
Yes.
Yes. Woo-hoo.
So when last we left our intrepid band of would-be adventurers and do-wells, they were heading towards the logging town of Mossback to deal with a not-so-sweet situation they've supposedly got going on over yonder. And, they were just traveling along, ran into a couple bandits holding up a wood shipment, because what else are you going to hold up out of the sticks?
I feel like they could, you know, get a lot more than wood shipments here.
I don't know. That's a hard question to answer, but I'm sure you'll stick it to us.
I'm sure, you know, they'll branch out eventually.
I mean, their bark was much worse than their bite.
That's true.
Well, I mean, except for Felix.
He almost died.
I didn't.
Branching out into different jokes.
We'll leave this one alone for now.
We'll let it take root elsewhere.
Yeah, we don't want people to think our humor is too wooden.
Felix is about to just get up and walk off camera.
I am so close to it, you have no idea.
No, Felix, don't leave me. Be strong.
I hate all of you.
So welcome to our new podcast. See if we can make Felix explode.
Keep talking and Felix explodes.
Although that would be amusing. Let's continue.
Let's not do it.
Anyway. Indeed. So after a brief rest to lick your wounds and indent your helmets.
Josh, you're echoing.
You are, Echo. Is that better?
That is much better.
Okay, I'll just speak in a soft melodic sing-song the entire time, because apparently that doesn't make my fiancé's mic pick me up.
It's very fitting.
Yeah, right? I like it. Keep doing it.
Well then, on this fine day of days, even though they're all day of days, you may continue on your way to Mosbeck.
Oh, I did want to, are we now in character?
You can be as in character as you want to be. God, CJ, stop lipsticking.
I go over to the wood shipment and the vehicles that I was on, and I peek my head around, and is everyone all right? Is anyone here?
Yes, we mean you no harm. Come on out.
That's what they said.
Well, they're on the ground over there now, so...
The wagons are... I mean, they're long wagons loaded up with lumber. Yeah. The fronts of them do appear to have some form of closing compartment for the safety of the drivers, and were closed upon the assault of the bandits, and after a bit of coercing, they open back up and check with them if you so feel the desire to do so.
I just the rest of the way should be clear for you all. There should be little other issues. We just kind of went that way.
That's good to know.
Oh, by the way, have you heard any stories of a specter in these woods or closer to Malbec?
Are they still going on about that? Yes, the legendary Phantom of Mosbeck. Ooh, beware. If you're heading that way for that, have fun.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean to say that if you're out hunting for a ghost, I wish you the best of luck, because I can guarantee what you'll find easily.
And what's that?
Trees. The large leafy things that we make the lumber from.
Mm.
There's quite a lot of those in Mosbeck, and not much else.
All right. Just make sure you guys keep your rears covered and don't allow would-be criminals to assault you again.
Oh, yes, we'll be much more careful from now on. Thank you.
Maybe use the trees to hit them with next time.
The driver looks back over his shoulder at the good, 10, 20 foot long planks of wood on his cart.
I know.
Yeah, you first.
I mean, all right. I gently kick the back of his caravan and just give him a wolfish grin.
All right, then. Thanks for the assist. Good luck with your ghost hunt.
Good luck on not dying.
Thanks.
All right, so I'm not saying I'm concerned or anything, but hunting a ghost, and they called it just a story, so
there are a lot of people
who call strange.
There are a lot of people who call those things just stories until it actually happens to them.
Yeah, that cutsman that was in the tavern did look mighty shooken up.
All shook up.
The worst that happens is that we find nothing and bring these people some peace of mind.
Exactly.
So, does anyone have any idea of how we're going to track this ghost? Because I might be limited in my tracking skills, but I'm not sure ghosts leave tracks.
Oh, they leave tracks. Leave that to me.
They leave shiny auras.
It's kind of what I do.
He can sniff them, apparently.
They hunt ghosts kinda pretty creepy. Regularly, huh?
I hunt everything regularly. Including criminals who continue to evade justice.
Little traveling music, please.
I don't have my mixer this week.
Bum 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 bum.
I was really hoping we would get the orc groan.
I am at this point going to separate myself from the party and begin fast tracking ahead to see if I could see if there's anything else that is going to attempt to jump out at us and or try to kill us.
So what time is it?
It's still pretty early in the day. You guys left Pyrn early.
It's been 15 minutes! I already hate all of you!
I'm going to keep fussing with my sleeves.
All right, well, let's just keep going. The Kai is our forward vanguard, so we'll just go ahead and it's like, yes, let me tell you of the great stories I had. There was once I was fighting this great, big wolf, coyote.
That's not awkward at all.
Not a wolf. Definitely not a wolf.
I give a shifty glance and I look at him and I go, you guys just continue along this road. I'm going to scout ahead.
All right. That is a good plan.
And I take to the trees and begin sniffing and looking around. And
well, you're going to smell a lot of things.
There's a tree.
Like...
There's a tree. There's a tree. There's a tree. There's a tree. There's a tree.
Squirrel.
There's a squirrel. Squirrel. There's a tree. There's a tree. Squirrel.
a lot of animal markings, other such animal related leavings.
Yeah, I'm more so just looking for anything out of the ordinary. I know what, you know, belongs in a forest. I would have probably smelled humans and probably would have looked at them if I was smart and would have been doing this beforehand.
Well, you know.
You were a little distracted getting in your wolf versus bear conflicting life philosophy battle.
It was very conflicting.
Yes. It was almost a furry of blows.
God.
Would have been pretty grisly.
I hate all of you.
You're in a hairy situation, aren't you?
Hey, hold on, everybody pause.
Oh my god.
One of these days we're going to all meet up at a con and there's going to be a horrible murder happening.
Felix is baring his fangs.
No, at least the conversation is not getting catty.
Mostly because he can't bite me. Because I'm in a different state.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, so do I discuss, I mean, like, I don't go, like, super far ahead. I mean, I want to keep them at least within earshot of me if I howl and let them know what's going on. But yeah, for the
Assuming
most part, I just kind of...
can successfully howl this time.
Well, I'm not bolstering howling. I'm just going to normal howl.
That uses different vocal cords.
Exactly. That's less but magical.
You're not finding too much out of the ordinary. You can see the tracks that the lumber caravan has left on its way so far. You can pick the point where the bandits were hiding out in wait for something to come along that road. They weren't exactly hoping for a lumber caravan, but you find some things like discarded playing cards, things like that, in the makeshift little camp while they were bored out of their minds waiting for a hopeful score.
I take the cards.
But were ultimately left in vain. They're not terrible cards. There's one too many high cards that may have fallen out of someone's sleeve.
Of course.
Is it a full deck or just whatever they dropped?
Well, I mean, there's a full deck around the campsite if he actually wants to play 52 pickup.
Yeah, why not? As I said, when I'm actually tracking, I move at about 1.5 times my speed when I'm tracking something. So I'm decently far away from you guys. I'm like, ooh, I forgot to bring something entertaining for the road.
Let us catch up.
Exactly. I'm letting you guys catch up a little bit while I'm, just kind of picking stuff up, cleaning up to make sure that they put out their fire and everything like that. And
see if I can.
I am nature's ally, so,
All right. So we're just keeping on this trail, right?
Yeah. I will say while you're traveling, we need to reorganize the marching order a little bit if CJ's running amok.
Here. Hey, CJ. Give him a little bit. You're a wolf scout.
Yes, I am a wolf scout. Yeah, and just because this is the kind of person I am, I hear you guys, I hear Raul coming, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to continue going on now.
Move forward.
Yes, that was a mighty fine day. I ate and I slept warmly with that pelt.
You think he'd be warm enough with his own fur?
Hold on, out of character. Is that what you're saying as he's walking back into the camp?
No. As he's walking away from the...
Yeah, I wave at you guys and I hear him say that. I'm just like, oh, God, all right. I wave that I'm going to continue on and just go back into the woods. Muttering to myself something along the lines of, for anybody who has really good hearing, the best way to avoid conflict is to avoid conflict.
Hey, there's something pinging over there.
Just letting Mr. Wolfman there know that in that general direction, if you were to stray too far upwards that way, you would probably run into some of those delightful savages that tend to roam around the plains.
All right. I quickly jump from the trees and probably almost land on Raul, and I tell everybody to stop moving.
Well, it's not far off because you are downwind of them. Their scent is blowing to you, so they're probably a few miles off.
Okay.
But as long as you continue on your current path,
yes,
you'll basically miss each other completely.
Okay. I relay that information and just say, stay on this road. There are there are savages that prowl these plains, and while they are not necessarily malicious, they don't like being trod upon and will pretty much attack anybody that comes on them. Unless they move, we will be fine on this path, but do not stray at all.
We should keep our voices low as well, just in case.
Yes, as I look over at Raul.
Okay, let's go!
Frog pulls out the megaphone. Let me regale you with my next great tale. Did I tell you the one about the shouting contest?
I'm more worried about the metal clanking that's following us. Chink, he's not exactly chink, discreet.
Chink, chink, chink.
Does anybody know any silencing spells?
I'm fairly sure I actually
I believe if we move fast enough, we won't incur...
Can I do
anything? And I ran so far.
We either need to move very slow and very quietly, or we need to go around.
Well, I tell her, you know, we're not going to run into them on this path.
Yeah, but if they hear the clanging, they're going to come looking for what it is.
These are not bandits.
Are they far enough away that you think they won't hear us as long as we don't scream?
Yes, as long as that there are... I mean, if they will be attracted to the sounds of battle or anything along those lines.
Especially battle.
Most of the time, though, they will not interrupt people unless they have a good reason to. However, they are also not blind savages, and seeing a party such as ours will probably dissuade them from blindly attacking us.
Dissuade or give them an excellent reason to attack you.
Mm. Yes, depending on the tribe, it could either be a show of power to attempt to destroy us or realize that they would probably end up at bare minimum injured, at most likely killed. And avoid
Let's not find out which was which.
Correct.
Let's
find out exactly how far away they are.
They are several miles to the... They're a few miles to the north, away from this path.
Okay, so it sounds like it would take us out of our way just to encounter them.
Correct. So... And I will be watching that area a little bit more closely to make sure if they are approaching us that I will be able to inform you.
All right, that sounds all good. Let us continue down.
Quietly!
Let us continue down. No, that's higher. Okay, let us continue down.
A little more quietly.
And I look at...
Adam.
Now I'm just imagining Fragul constantly pitching himself up every time he tries to talk quietly.
I look at Cal Braass and...
Is that how it's going to be?
Yes. And I look at him and I walk next to him for a little bit. And if there's any way that you can attempt to be a little bit quieter... It would be much appreciated.
Sure, sure. Let me put on my extra quiet metal armor.
Out of character, is Calabras wearing a cape?
No.
Okay.
No capes.
No cape.
No capes.
That's just the picture I could find.
I was looking to see if there was anything like a bane that I could cast or anything like that that I could do, but none of it that actually make or a boon that I could cast, none of it actually makes any sense.
Well, yeah.
Because I was looking at detection, but it's literally detection, not anti-detection. So
yeah, no. Well, because one thing is that wouldn't fall under the purview of a bane to make him quiet.
I corrected myself and said boon.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. But you might not be too terribly far off the track there.
I could make him quiet with a bane, you know, just stabbing him to death.
Oh, okay. Is that how it's going to be?
I mean, detection. I mean, give him flight. Whee!
I mean, that would make him less silent. More silent.
I don't have a spell to cast. I don't have a... do I have a 5 in movement?
I'm going to see if maybe I can attempt to fly. I don't think I can.
No, I have a 2 in movement. So, no. Genesis? Create something from something. No, haste would just make him go... insubstantial. Alteration or entropy. Entropy
I'm sorry, what?
That's a never mind, that's a seven. Never mind.
Aura. You can do aura and make an aura of quietness.
I can do an aura and make an aura of quietness.
Yeah, what? As could I. I have a, but mine would be away from you guys because you have to be within a square of me because it's a 5-foot radius. At
Okay.
So it would have to be him casting it on himself.
I can do it.
Yeah, you have a, do you have a 4 in entropy?
I have a 5 in entropy.
There you go.
Yeah, energy, but entropy, influence, movement, presence, perceivance, and protection.
Question is, how do you flavor entropy into quietness?
I kill my own legs!
The sound waves just dissolve into nothingness as they leave a certain distance from his body?
I mean, that could work.
Why, yes.
Or I could turn the ground around me into graveyard soil, because graveyards are always quiet.
Whoa, what's that noise?
That's my... That's me clicking some stuff.
That's but a very loud clicking there, sir.
But it's not clicking, it's like a... It's a box of... It's a box of these.
Okay, let me see.
Anyway, or sound waves dissolving, that could work too.
Yeah, I mean, it would definitely be a, you know, entropic thing to mess with the way sound waves disperse.
There we go.
So we're going to call this a flat entropy roll. Uh-huh. So you're going to be giving me just a straight roll on that. Let me see. I'm just looking to trying to determine what kind of challenge writing that's going to be because it's not.
Oh well, maybe I should.
It's not super. It's not super complicated. Well, I mean, the role is going to be the same regardless. It's just a matter of whether or not I feel like this attempt is a particularly difficult thing to achieve, or if it's, you know, no difficult matter for you.
He didn't roll real good anyway, so.
That's true, yeah.
Oof.
Success with a twist, he silences himself so well that we also cannot hear him speak while the aura is active.
Oh, that would be hysterical.
It is an aura you know what? Complete silence.
Exactly. Exactly. What is it? He's got a 4. You said you have a 5 in entropy?
I do, yeah.
So...
And this is why success with a twist is an awesome system.
So yeah, within 5 feet of you, Felix, there's just no sound whatsoever. You have killed the concept of sound in your immediate vicinity, which is a bit disorienting.
I am quite disturbed by this. Like,
he can't hear us. Can he? He cannot hear us, can he, at all?
You can't hear him, and he can't hear you. All sound just ceases within a 5-foot...
I just love the idea that he's trying to tell you guys something and then, like, y'all just think he's being his normal quiet self.
Yeah, because he has no facial expressions to tell us
anything. He's, like, trying to tell you, like, something and it's just nothing.
I mean, I would guess that after he does that, I would notice that there is no sound coming from around him.
Gosh, your mic isn't picking you up at all.
So I, at that point, wave at him. I wave at Calabras, and I just kind of poke my ears and just kind of wave no. And I just kind of give the walking motion and just continuing down the trodden path.
Man, I wondered why everything went silent there for a second, and then I realized that entropy killed Hangouts.
Success with a twist.
Yeah, it was super twist.
You killed the GM.
It broke the fourth wall.
So wait. Is that success with a twist or failure with a twist?
That's success with a twist. Because okay. He did what he wanted to do, but there was an unexpected side effect.
At that point, I then go up to Fraggle and also Amy, because I understand that those two are probably the ones who are not going to understand fully what's going on. And I like he... overdid the aura of silence that he attempted to do. He can't hear us. We can't hear him. Do not attempt to talk to him until it wears off. You will start hearing him when it wears off. Until then, quiet, straight line down this road.
It's really nice not hearing any of them. Yeah.
In about half an hour, we're suddenly going to hear zippity doo dah.
Super happily singing like the entire time, like singing show tunes, like
lamb chops play along. Oh shit, they can hear me again.
Thing is red. Oh shit.
Well, he can't even hear himself, right?
So he doesn't know he's tone deaf.
Oh, we're having way too much fun with this.
I love this so much.
It's
already
almost like this is Open Legend is for
having fun.
So yeah, I go about a quarter of a mile to the north outside of the path to see if I can make sure that if they're not going to come through the forest to assault us.
Well, I mean, these guys kind of go wherever the hell they feel like, but you can see a bit of smoke farther to the north, so you would have to severely detour to get even close enough for these guys to be a threat.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that they don't decide to move camp on us.
You'd have to keep tabs on them for a while to see which way they'd be going. So,
I mean, that's fine. I mean, keeping my nose to the ground anyway. I'm still going to make sure that I. Keeping that they are now on my radar, so yeah, I'm going to continue to
Wolfdar.
Yeah.
All right, let us go forth. Let us, and we're walking, and we're walking.
Da, 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 da,
da. Every time I hear him say something, I wince.
Da 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 da.
Let me tell you this one time.
We're going to hear him singing in a minute.
What's up?
Suddenly it's going to get real quiet and we hear one, da 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 da, singular sensation, every little step I take.
Yeah, you're going to turn around and he's going to be just doing like can-can dancing as he's walking down the path.
Are we still on this show?
Yes!
God damn it.
All right, that's what I am doing. I am wincing and watching, listening and smelling for these savages.
Okay. All right. Let me tell you ladies about this one time. This guy comes up to me. I'm just there in the tavern, sipping my dwarven ale. Hammering them back pretty hard because bear my size. It gives me a little bit of a tingling feeling when I slam those back. Someone comes in here, tries to pick a fight with me. He went
and
flying.
I hate him.
and I'm like, and then he goes flying. But he was very nice, and he paid off my tab. I mean, he didn't pay it. I mean, his purse fell, but so I'm like, here, this is he's paying for all my drinks.
How many did it get you?
About 5 or 6.
Not bad for good dwarven ale.
Yeah, I did buy one for him, though I don't think he woke up before last call. He was telling me like, "Oh, I'll wear your pelt. I have a place for you in my cabin that I'm going to put you in." I'm like, this is like the third dude
you
I've had
will
to.
Be a rug.
Is there a furniture rug?
And then that's why I'm just going to be talking the entire time all the way down to Maul's back.
Is there a purse? Is there a piece of furniture somebody hasn't threatened to turn you into?
I don't think you would make a very good table. It would be really nasty to eat off that.
Lampshade.
No, that's flammable.
Ottoman?
Um, I haven't heard that one yet. Mostly it's like rugs and capes and like coats. I actually went to a coat shop and I actually asked them like, how much is my fur worth? They told me about 10 or 20 gold.
Shave me.
How do you think I afford this nice sword I have?
Good times, good times. Yeah, you guys aren't going to run into a whole much of anything worth noting for the majority of the day. It's actually going to start getting pretty dark before you are anywhere close to Maw's back. So you may want to figure out some sort of camping arrangement for the evening.
I'm sure we can find something suitable.
Okay. Do we find any kind of, like, good open clearing?
Well, I mean, where you're at right now is pretty much open clearing. It's a plain. Decidedly plains-type situations. Although you have gotten to the point where you are starting to see the Seamaw Range to the far side of the continent, massive sprawl of mountains that it is.
Okay, is it just all flat plain, or is there like a hill or two?
It's a little on the hilly side. It's not, you know, Texas flat or anything like that.
I guess the best place I'm in character, and I'm like, so best place to lay camp is probably the best place that it'd be able to see us, but on top of a hill.
Why on a hill?
I don't like hills.
Gives us tactical advantage.
We can tactical.
It's over, Anakin. I have the high ground.
It also makes us easier to spot.
True.
Yeah, there is a tactical advantage to being shielded.
Yes. I think on this side of that hill over here would probably be our best bet.
I'm going to trust the hunter.
Take the shadow of the hill. We do not climb the hill unless you are foraging. If you wish to forage, that is fine. But you come back to camp. We take the shadow of the hill.
Okay.
As long as it's not the shadow of Mordor.
I mean, how many doors do we need?
At least enough for two towers.
Maybe enough.
I brought that one on myself. So we need to have it complete before the king returns.
I'm gonna kill one. I'm gonna kill your roll.
What's that?
I'm gonna kill you.
I think this is the most egregious episode so far, and I love it.
Right? I look at Valfreya. I go, "You want to do the honors of setting up the fire here?"
I will. Sure.
I stare at her intently.
Going to. Is it just like a? Do I have to roll to light a basic campfire? Like, not do anything fancy, just flint and tinder?
Oh, that's boring. I actually say, as you pull out the flint and tinder, I physically say, "God, that's boring. I thought you were going to magic something." It's the only reason why I asked you to do it instead of me doing it myself.
But magic things go boom every once in a while. We don't need something to go boom.
I'm just going to look at him and point to the north.
No, they're way going that way now.
No. What you gotta do is that you gotta like look at him and just start the fire without looking at the flint and tinder.
Because the thing of it is, yeah, it's a really simple task, but considering it's open legend, if the dice explode enough, he may just set the planes on fire.
Maulback will turn into lava back.
I support that we make a carry roll for lighting a fire.
Make her roll.
Just a straight D20 roll.
Well, it would be your energy attribute since you're trying to light a fire.
Well, I'm not trying to magic a fire. I'm trying to flint and steel a fire.
Kinetic energy. I can do this too.
Learning.
That'd probably be an agility action, really.
Technically, it would be.
I mean, you could use learning if you wanted, because you would have to know how to properly light a fire, feed it tinder, yada yada yada.
Agility is my better score. Which one does the storyteller want?
Whichever you prefer.
I think learn. Logic. Wouldn't logic be?
I mean, agility, I mean, that is one thing that you are working on, and when you're actually trying to light a fire with just flint and tinder is you are trying to go fast with it. So, I mean, agility would make kind of sense and be precise.
Because... 15.
Yeah, that's going to be sufficient enough to get sparks going and light the tinder enough to make, you know, a decent campfire.
I look mildly sad.
Mildly disappointed.
Just remember, you're hunting a ghost. There's plenty of time for flashing explosions later.
I mean, sometimes you do have to give it to your animalistic instincts and shiny things.
I promise a good show for you later.
Wag, 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 wag.
Exactly! I do kind of curl up in on myself.
Chase his tail a little.
Yeah, lay down next to the fire and I go, wake me up after the first watch.
Wake me up before you go.
All right, well.
Calibres leans on a tree and then immediately just stops moving.
Which we still can't hear him.
Talk about lazy.
No, he can hear.
All right. Okay. I know we still got to stay kind of quiet. Calibres is doing an excellent job. I'll take first watch. I'll wake up Kai. So I just go.
I wouldn't suggest waking him up on your own.
It'll be fine. I'll poke him with a stick or something that I find.
It'll be
fine. You don't like your hands, do you?
It'll be fine, Amy. I won't bite him hard.
But I like okay.
Speaking of, this actually brings up another one of the many beautiful things about Open Legend. The spellcasters can't bitch out of taking watches.
That's a very good point.
This
because
one
there
sleep.
Are no spell slots to worry about recovering.
Right?
All right, so I like...
I'm taking the second watch because I've been hunting all day and I'm kind of tired, so I need a couple of hours.
So, I'm just gonna like sit by the fire, grab a stick. I've got my sword.
I did bring rabbits, so
I am a stick.
Yeah, I've just got a stick poking the fire. I'm just like keeping my ears perked up, just listening, looking around in the darkness.
Eating your adorable snack.
Yes, I brought you an adorable snack because this rabbit just kept following me, and eventually, I just killed it.
I just grabbed the rabbit and I pop him in my mouth hole.
Okay, so you're popping in your mouth hole or mouth hole?
Both.
Yes.
I love it.
So I'm just there. I mean, I can draw my sword in like a moment. So I'm just like ready, just in case, because. I'm guessing our view is probably the limit of there's this.
Yeah, there's a hill and there's where we came from.
So yeah, I'm just like in like a deep concentration, just like. So yeah, I'm just like. All right, so how much time passes until the next watch?
What's a good amount of time for a watch?
I'd say three hours.
Hold on, there's five of us and 8 hours. So
2 hours.
About 2 hours to just over an hour and a half.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds fair. assuming, you know, everybody actually wants to slash his forest to take a watch, which I mean, would make sense, I suppose.
I'll take a 3-4 hour watch. I'll let everyone sleep, and then I'll wake Kai up.
You don't want to do that. That has really bad consequences.
We can always have two alternating shifts, like half of us take watches one night, half of us take watches the next night. Yeah, and that way every other night somebody gets a full night's rest.
I don't think it matters this much, but...
Alright.
I mean, it's not a terrible idea, because that way, you know, more than one set of eyes keeping a lookout.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. All right, he wakes me up, and I do kind of growl and ruffle my fur at him a bit.
All right, it's time for your watch. I'm going to go use that tree, and then I'll be back at camp in a few.
All right. Okay. Yep, I wake up. I have no problem with waking up. I do this all the time.
You successfully wake up.
Yes. I roll to wake up. I succeed.
This isn't Manuel Samuel.
Right. And yep, I am going to... I'm going to keep a little bit more of an active watch than Fraggle Rock was.
Fraggle Rock.
So, Fragule, yeah, too.
Make laps around the camp, kind of thing, and make sure none of my sheep are getting hurt.
We sheep.
I set up a trap around the bear's foot.
Yeah. Is Calabras still silenced?
No, I'm not silenced. He's just very...
He's just silent.
Yeah.
All right. Like I said, I walk around and do some stuff. And
look, I made you guys a fire.
It's hey. Neat.
It is. That's a beautiful fire. Thank you.
Yay, freebie tokens.
Yep.
Brought to us by our friends at Roll20.
Yay, Roll20.
We have friends?
Come over here and tie a thing around his toe.
I do a wild swing, just like, oh, what was there? Sheathed. My sword's still sheathed.
So yeah, I am also kind of, since I know we are ghost hunting, I am also like popping on magic sensing. So using the magic sniffer.
Sniff, 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 sniff.
And that would be detection. So perseuscience. Perseuscience sense.
Prescience.
Persistent sensitive.
Anemone.
Anemone of my anemone is my frond.
Persephone?
Persephone.
No, she's a hooker.
Nice roll. I roll a 28 to sniff magic.
I sniff magic. Do-do-do-do-do.
And that is using, yeah, there's no power levels with detection, so it's just, you know, it's a power level 1 of any of the of perceived CSC of sense.
Yes.
Do, 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 do.
Josh has 3 letters in his other character's name, and I get that wrong on purpose all the time. What makes you think I'm going to get this right, any?
What makes you think I'm not going to correct you every damn time?
What makes you think I'm not going to laugh at you and continue to do it?
What makes you think that I think anyway?
I do this for a living.
I do this for a living too. I'm your husband.
Now I'm just reminded of the reason that J.K. Rowling puts the word pocketed in everything that she writes.
Oh.
Because one of the guys who was narrating the first Harry Potter audiobook was a real dick to her about, like, oh, this is never going to amount to anything. This is awful. And then he asked her to change it into something else. And she goes, you know what? No. It stays.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Because, like, apparently he just couldn't say the word pocketed. Or, like, the phrase pocketed it. He just couldn't say it. And so because he was a jerk to her, she made him say it anyway. And then she wrote it into every other book.
That's great.
Nice.
I love J.K. Rowling. For just that reason.
Yeah, we'll go with that. Rolling. Get those dice a rolling.
I sniffed magic, apparently.
To do, wear death.
Outside of normal sniff magic, you know, Calabras smells like death. Valfrea smells like something that I'm not familiar with.
She smells like rocks.
Amy probably smells like some kind of weird flower that is not of this plane, but is obviously magical, and that dude's a bear.
Yeah, Valfrea smells sort of like a weird mix between earthy wilderness and old books.
Both of those have a lot of magic in them, so earth magic, got it.
While you're making your rounds, you do start to smell something somewhat familiar, but also slightly concerning.
Oh boy, what'd I smell?
It smells kind of like home.
Uh-oh. my ears perk up and I stop, you know, lollygagging, and I am at instant attention looking for it now.
Oh my god, we're gonna get attacked by wolf people.
Not all of my people are wolves. Some of them are cats, some of them are fish for some reason. Depends on what sign they were born under.
It was a deliberately racist statement.
I know. Hashtag not all wolf people.
Right.
If you want a show title, there it is. I don't like how much he is clicking right now, by the way.
All of the clicking.
Josh. Oh. I really do not like how much he is clicking.
There has to be some sort of Roll 20 equivalent to hearing a whole bunch of dice scatter behind a DM screen.
Right? This is him quietly or humming to himself as he starts clicking.
Like hearing him like sharpening like an axe.
I mean, that's, yeah, that's like, how many, that's like how many is, it's kind of the it is the roll. This is the many dice rolling and the DM going, ooh.
Oh, that's not good.
shit.
Or him laughing. Like All right, do I see these?
Yeah, you're going to see them coming up on you because they failed miserably at stealthing up on you guys.
Yes! All right, I go over to Valfrea and I not so subtly wake her up. And when she wakes up, I do the dog thing where I'm right in her face with my finger up to my mouth going, shush.
Dogs do that?
Well, like, minus the finger thing, but yes, getting in their face, getting in the face when a human is waking up, yes, all the freaking time.
Well, I know that. I was just like, I didn't know dogs stuff, you know, their fingers in someone else's face.
I mean, I used to have a Labrador who would wake me up with doing that and then a paw to my face. So
he's not lying.
It's like, all right, Father, it is time you wake up and take me out. Whack.
She's gonna jump at the obvious presence of something right in her face, but once, you know, blinking away, sleep and all that, just nod yes to understanding that we are to be quiet.
Yeah, and I motion where my cuffs would be, and I like wiggle what, you know.
He's trying to wiggle. He's asking for the sleeves.
Yeah, I'm telling her to arm herself, but like I don't wear sleeves, so it's like I just kind of like do this whole thing.
She just kind of grins, winks, and flicks her wrists out, and the sleeves do their sleepy thing.
I nod.
Telescoping sleeving.
I'm purposely doing this on purpose. I quickly rush over to Calibras and like I guess just both hands on his shoulders. Just push up against him.
He's already awake.
How the hell am I supposed to know?
No, I mean, like, he's saying that he's already awake.
Oh, I nod and, like, motion for a sword.
But what this does, what you guys do know, is that next time!
Yes! Oh, I was going to wake up everybody in a unique way. Let me wake them up, and then we'll do that next time.
Okay. Calibras stands up and pulls his sword out.
I then go over to the bear and, like, claw at his foot.
How?
On purpose.
I love how loud he was from
that. Knowing that that would make a very bestial noise.
What is going on?
You get a lot of bestial noises right back.
Exactly.
Oh, what is that noise?
I motion for a sword. And then I just yell, Amy!
I very politely flick you off without a word because you know I don't fucking sleep.
All right. So, yes, as Josh said, we'll do that
next time on the Mana Pool.
There we go. Thank you all so much for hanging out with us once again on the Mana Pool. You can support this show and everything that we do on the Geek IO Network by going over to patreon.com/geekio. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, hit us up on Twitter, twitter.com/geekioshow, or on Facebook, facebook.com/geekioshow, or send us an email, geekioshow@gmail.com. For myself and the rest of the crew, we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
This has been a Geek IO Media Network production. Copyright 2017.